Section 4 of Birds and All Nature, Volume 4, Number 2, August, 1898. Recorded for LibriVox.org by Joe Sela. The Common Tern. According to Colonel Goss, these birds are abundant on the Atlantic coast, decreasing in numbers west, and are rare and exceptional on the Pacific coast. They are migratory, arriving from the middle of April to the 1st of May, returning as early as the 1st of September. Their habitat is chiefly eastern temperate North America and various parts of the eastern hemisphere, breeding irregularly throughout the range. The nests have been found from the south coast of Florida to the Arctic Circle, on the lakes in Wisconsin, and in large numbers in several of the Magdalen Isles, Gulf of St. Lawrence. Writers disagree as to the composition of their nests, some maintaining that they are made of seaweeds and grasses, others that they are without material of any kind, the eggs lying on the bare ground in a slight depression in the sand. The eggs are three or four, of a pale, bluish, or greenish drab, thickly and rather evenly spotted and blotched with varying shades of light and dark brown, with shell markings of pale lilac, ovate in form. Mr. George H. Mackey has described the terns of Muskeget Island, Massachusetts, and in a recent article in The Auk says, "Civilization is continually encroaching upon the places along the coast occupied by the terns, until there remains at the present time few localities adapted for such breeding resorts. I visited and remained on Muskegon Island July 3 through 5, 1897, and while there made, as has heretofore been my custom, an exhaustive examination of all the breeding grounds of the terns. I found on visiting Gravelly Island a considerate falling off from the status of June 1898 in both nests and eggs. The occupants were also different, being now almost entirely common terns, its former possessors having to a large extent abandoned it. Mr. McKay has been endeavoring to protect the terns from the destructive encroachments of hunters and so-called eggers. He says that this season the terns arrived in Muskeget in large flocks, thousands dropping from the sky when they were first observed. The number of young birds was unusually large, larger than has been before noticed, which result is probably due to the protection which has been extended to them throughout the breeding season, a condition they have not before enjoyed. This tern enjoys a large assortment of names, sea swallow, Wilson's tern, red shank, mackerel gull, and summer gull are a few of them by which it is known in various localities. In several places on the Atlantic coast it breeds in company with other species, such as foresters, arctic, and rosette terns, the laughing gull, and others. Here they breed by thousands, fairly filling the air when disturbed. They place their nests all over the land above high water line, on the beach and on the sides of bluffs, and even in the garden cultivated by the lighthouse keeper. At Gull Island, fresh eggs can be obtained from the 10th of June to the middle of July, as egging parties keep them cleaned off about as fast as they are laid. Public opinion is rapidly coming to the rescue of these beautiful birds, and we may reasonably hope that they may not be wholly exterminated. In connection with this article, we call the reader's attention to Volume 1, pages 103 to 104, where the black tern is depicted and described. End of Section 4. This recording is in the public domain.